Hecuba to Hector. Ah, Hector, blood pools thickly in the eyes, and honor, power, prowess blinds with lust. If not for Pandarus and the gods, this tide could well have ebbed to foolish origins, to Paris and Menelaus grappling in single combat over Helen, ending the 9-year siege. War is a serpent, spews venom on the young. Be Hector in peace, the tamer of horses. Your glittering helmet trails its golden plume of horsehair, dazzles the eye, kills mightily with sword and spear. But helmet, armor, shield will bend, brave son whom I raised, step by step, like an eagle climbing the air. Remember your wife and child, remember Andromache. Glory hews a marble bed and serves a phantom porridge. Little Scamandrius, at each hand of height, will curse his orphan's tears. War is men's business, you say. What then is women's? To tend the funeral pyres and whiten bones? To pluck the lyres of lamentation? I should have rent my breasts before they suckled you or any of my sons. Do not, I pray, go out to meet Achilles. Fight from within these walls. The woman who threw her children out the window. No more may gulls cry at their ears, or waves break loud on the seashores. Dylan Thomas. He said it was too heavy a load for a man, strapped to 3 babies when I left for work to feed us all and keep the car. He parked them by the window and went down, then fastened his seat belt, sped abruptly away, trailing slaps and little tears. When I came home, once more I heard them at the stairs, crying, and then they stopped to see their weary mother had not abandoned them. A gull screams, hoarse, it's time to try their wings. I feed them, hug them, weep the evening light, imagine angels airborne in the sun. No, no, I won't abandon angels joyful in their wings. Decide, decide, the sky voice calls to me. I'll mail them up to heaven, to the stars where they'll shine too, but first I'll wash their faces, dress them in their best, so we can go together one by one. Maybe in flight we'll glimpse his car, or he'll turn back, amazed to see our glory trail.